Somebody excited this morning. Can you jump up and shout hallelujah? Hallelujah! You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that shout of joy and victory resound in the tent of the righteous. So when you get to the tent of the righteous, you don't find them just sitting down quiet. Amen. Shout of joy and victory. There is no way you'll be victorious and you will keep quiet. It is true, there are times you come to church and we are quiet, we hear the word of God. But there are times we shout. Because that shout itself is what? Is a shout of victory. So can you make a joyful noise? Hallelujah! Make a joyful noise! Hallelujah! Amen! Amen! Let me do it one more time. No, don't sit down yet, please. Don't sit down. Let's do it one more time. There's something we used to do. We just jump around. We just run around. And while doing that, healing happened. Amen. I realized that healing happens in an atmosphere of unseriousness. In quotes. Amen. I've seen it again and again. In an atmosphere of unseriousness. So I want you to run around and just jump around and just say, God is good. Just tell somebody, God is good. While you are shouting here, just jump around. Say, God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You know what the devil does? Once you are oppressed, the devil can deal with you. You can have your seat. Once you are oppressed, once you are moody, once you are not joyful, once the devil can take away your joy, he can deal with you. But when you continue to rejoice, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to appreciate our pastor and the leadership of this church for the opportunity to bring the word of God to us this morning. I joined this church on the 9th of June, and this Sunday is my last Sunday. I want to appreciate the pastor for the privilege, for the opportunity. I've had reasons in my life since I gave my life to Christ at the age of 12. I've been in church all my life. I've had reasons in my life to interact with pastors in many places. I can say it sincerely, I've never met or interacted so closely with a man of God like our pastor here. So, sincerely, if you have a good pastor, just stay with the pastor. He's such a humble man of God. I want to appreciate it. I'm not saying it to praise him. I said it behind him, so I'm saying it in his presence. So I want to thank God for the wonderful heart that God has given him and for the opportunity he has given me this morning. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you for the leadership of the church. I'm so grateful. Shall we pray? Father, we are grateful to you. Thank you this morning for gathering us. Your word says that you have not called the house of Jacob to seek you in vain. Father, I say thank you. Lord, I pray that the entrance of your word will give light and understanding. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. This morning, I can't finish this message. But wherever I stop in 20 minutes, I will just give us the remaining points and give us the scriptures attached to them. And what the Lord has laid on my heart is remaining faithful to the Lord till the end. Remaining faithful. Remaining faithful. Remaining faithful. How do we remain faithful to Jesus to the end? It means that there are tendencies in life not to continue to be faithful to the end. So what does it mean to be faithful? To be faithful means to be true and to be constant. To be true, to be constant. What does it mean to be constant? Whatever the attribute that is there today is the same attribute you will meet there tomorrow. It's the same attribute you meet there 10 years' time. It's the same attribute that has been there before now. So, what does it mean to be faithful? To be true and to be constant in affection or allegiance to a person to whom one is bound by a vow. Who are we bound to? We are bound to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please respond. Amen. We are bound to Jesus. So, to be faithful to Jesus means to be constantly bound to him. To constantly remain in him. So, he says, for instance, being bound to an husband, a prince, a friend, firm in observance of duty, loyal, of true fidelity as of a faithful husband or a servant. Now, I want to just list some points about faithfulness. Number one, faithfulness is an attribute of God. It's one of the eternal attributes of God. The Bible says that he made his ways known to who? He made his ways known to Moses, but his deeds to the children of Israel. The children of Israel, they only saw his acts, they only saw his miracles, but they never knew him. The greatest thing that we could do to ourselves is to know God personally. Not by saying, one man of God said this and this. What are the experiences you have had about God? Amen. The greatest thing that can happen, I used to pray for children. The greatest prayer you can pray for your children is that God will bring them closer to a friend, God will bring them closer to friends that are very close to God. God will cause them to have an encounter with God. See, a single encounter with God transforms people's life forever. Amen. I've seen a lot of YouTube videos about imams and all that whom Jesus appeared to. And from that singular encounter, their life never remained the same. See, it is good to say God is good, God is faithful, God is this. Have you experienced it before? Amen. We have called to experience God. Amen. We have called to experience him. So, number one attribute of God. When it comes to the attributes of God, the most important thing for us is to experience it. The knowledge that is shared in the Bible is called, that we might know, that knowledge is called epignosis. It's an experiential knowledge. Anybody can read the Bible. Anybody can tell you, the Bible says, but have you experienced it? John was saying the things we have seen, the things we have handled concerning the word of life. You know, before he started writing, he said, what I'm sharing with you, there are things that we have seen with our Korokoro eyes. There are things we have handled concerning the word of life. Those are the things I am proclaiming to you. So I'm talking about the attribute of God. One of the attributes of God is what? Is that he's a faithful God. There's somebody who's a faithful God. He is a faithful God. So faithfulness is an attribute of God. Is an attribute of God. Hebrews 13:8, the Bible says that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. Jesus Christ, the same today. Jesus Christ, the same forever. Meaning that he does not change. Amen. Meaning that he does not change. He remains constant. He does not change. Economic situation does not affect him. Amen. Human behaviors don't affect him. He remains constant. Psalm 145 verse 17, it says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. I used to say it, God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament. If he changes, then the Bible does not change. The only thing that changed about the Old Testament and the New Testament is that we have a new covenant. Is that the way we approach God now is different, but he's the same God. He says righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. He says the Lord loves righteousness. And he talks about Jesus in the book of Hebrews. He says thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. So he's the same. He's the same. God has not changed. He's the same. He's the same. The word mercy does not exist, does not start in the New Testament. It's in Jeremiah 33:3. He says his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Hallelujah. So that is the attribute of God. Amen. So, you can rejoice that the Father we are serving, that our Heavenly Father is a faithful Father. We can rejoice based on that. So, no matter what you go through in life, you can rest on what? On his faithfulness. You can rest on the fact that God is a faithful God. Amen. Psalm 146 verse 6 says, I'm using NIV, most of the scriptures, except like two or three. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. Tell somebody, he remains faithful forever. He remains faithful forever. And Psalm 119, 89 to 90. I love it so much. He says, we used to sing it in KJV. He says, forever. You know, we just sing some of these songs. We don't understand the meaning of what you are saying. He says, forever, oh Lord, your word is what? He's settled. Forever, oh Lord, your word is what? He's settled. Forever, O Lord, your word is what? He's settled in heaven. He says, your word, O Lord, is eternal. He stands firm forever. The word of the Lord, what? He's settled in heaven. And because of that, you can rest on his word. Because nothing can change it. Amen. You can rest or walk on his word because nothing can change it. What the devil tries to do is to make you disbelieve the word. Once you disbelieve the word, that word cannot work for you. What you don't believe in cannot work for you. So his word is faithful. He has this attribute of faithfulness. Now when you live your, you know, Peter 2 was saying it in 1 Peter 2:25. He says, but the word, you know, he started from verse 24. He says, the glory of the man is like the flower of the field, that the flower withers. And he says, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And he says, that is the word we preach to you. He says, the word of the Lord endures forever. And that is the word we preach to you. I remember an encounter I was sharing yesterday. Three demons appeared to me in a room that I rented in Calabar. I thought I was dreaming. I opened my eyes, I saw them. I closed my eyes, I saw them. They said, vacate this apartment. My colleagues have been saying they've been seeing that kind of, you know, alala. I was born into a occultic family. They are short demons like this. They said, vacate this room. You know, the word of God that came to my heart, he says, the earth is the Lord. And what? And his fullness thereof. And the Bible says that we are joint heirs with him. Did you get that? The Lord made the heavens and the earth, and I'm joint heirs with him. So who are you to tell me to vacate where I'm living? And apart from that, I duly paid for this place. So they understood what I was saying. Because that word is forever settled. He can't change. I don't like when people exalt the power of the devil. I like it when you, mommy said it this morning, when you exalt the power of the word, when you exalt the power in the name, when you exalt the power, if you know the God we are serving, that's what the Bible says, that the hearts of our understanding might be enlightened in Ephesians chapter 1, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Amen. His word is said, I told them, walk out of that room, and three of them, they walked out, they never came back. What am I saying? When you go through life challenges, you can rest on the fact that his word, you're sitting down with the word. You don't need a prophet. You don't need anybody. Of course, there are times, Christian life is individual life. But then, we have community of believers. You can share. But eventually, destiny is per head. Amen? Eventually, destiny is what? Per head. Sit down with the word of God. Because forever, his word is what? His word is said to. It does not change. I told you, when somebody said you cannot have promotion, you know I told you, say you can't have promotion, that we have concluded your promotion, it can't happen. I went to God, the Bible says that promotion comes not from the north or from the south. It is the Lord that lifts a man and brings down another. If the Lord has lifted me, no president can change it. There was a man that said, all of us will not graduate from school. We just took his case. He was an occult, he told us, we went to preach to him, he told us he couldn't be, oh God, exactly, you know, he said we will not graduate. We took his case to God. If you know the efficacy of the word you serve, even the Bible says, even if I eat poison, it will not harm me. The day I got that revelation, they stopped bringing food for me to eat in a dream. Because when they bring the food, I say, the Bible says, even if I eat poison, it will not harm me. When I eat the food, and I wake up and say, Father, thank you, because even if I eat poison, it will not they stop bringing the food. Amen? You don't need to fast. It's good to fast. When you are fasting to draw near to God. You solve life challenges by shield of faith. You know the meaning of shield of faith? Knowing who you are in Christ Jesus and standing strong. I'm not saying it because I've not experienced challenges. All over my body, I have decisions. Because that's the kind of family I came from. I said, I can't finish this message. I'm talking about how you will be faithful. You can remain faithful to God to the end. But I think I have to place emphasis on this. Amen. So you can stand on his word. Why? Because his word is eternal. This man said, we'll not finish from school. From day one that we started praying, I just left them to go and attend the rehearsal of the church. I was coordinating the choir. Then we learned that fire burnt the man. I don't know where fire came from. He had less than 2% burnt. 2% burnt. Normal antibiotics will cure, Abby. Doki, normal antibiotics will cure it. And the desensitivity, no antibiotics all over Nigeria could cure the wound. We went to preach to the man. The man said, no, as far as he's occult, he cannot. He died. It was when he died that destinies of people were released. Don't tell me. See, when people magnify, your bloodline has changed forever. If any man is in Christ, is a new creature. The power that redeemed us is more than anything you could ever think or imagine. The devil and Jesus, they are not competing. There is no competition. There is no competition. The day I saw it, when God was saying the day you were, God was addressing the devil. He said the day you were created. So he was created. So he was actually created. Who are you to compete with the creator? And the creator now dwells in you. And you are now afraid of the devil. It's an insult. It's an insult. The worst thing that the devil can do to you is to make you lose your salvation. If he kills you, you go to heaven. Where does he go? He goes to lake of fire forever. Where the fire continues. If you tell him that, you know, he will leave you alone. Amen. The worst thing the devil can do is for you to miss Jesus. It's for you to miss Jesus. And the Bible says that if he has given us Jesus, that is himself, God himself in the flesh is called Jesus. How can he not also freely give us all things? Brethren, don't live in fear. You can live on the fact that God is faithful. There was one day, my son was playing, you know, boys, he was playing and he landed on his hand. When he landed, I saw the way he fell. I knew that hand was broken. He landed on his hand and my wife said, his hand is twisted. I looked at the hand. He was crying seriously in agony. He was crying. I said, his hand is twisted. I just grabbed the hand, started praying in tongues, and the hand shifted back. And we looked again. Myself and my wife, it was like African magic. I said, his hand has become twisted back. I mean, he's now normal. The hand is now normal. There is power in the name of Jesus. But many of us, the next thing you think is orthopedic surgeon. Oh my Lord, through surgery. See, we can depend on Jesus for anything in life. Even to tie gilly, like mommy said. You can depend on Jesus for what? For anything. Amen. You can depend on Jesus for what? For anything. And he was okay. He went to sleep. He woke up. It was as though nothing happened to him. That is how powerful the word of God is. That is how powerful the name of Jesus is. You can rest up because of his nature. What is the nature? Faithfulness. What is the nature? The nature is what? Oh! Hallelujah. Don't mind my English. Tayo Kendi, they said I have accent. So, don't mind my accent. Hallelujah. So, I have said that faithfulness is what? Is the attribute of God. And then, number 2 point that I will say is, this is one of the greatest attributes anyone can possess. Faithfulness. He's one of the greatest attributes that what anyone can. Proverbs 20 verse 6, it says, many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful man who can find? A faithful man who can find? Mommy quoted this, so I will say it again. Psalm 78, 5 to 8. It says, he decreed status for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach their children so that the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn tell their children. Then they will put their trust in God and will not forget his deed, but will keep his covenant. They would not be like their ancestors, a stubborn and rebellious generation, whose hearts were not loyal to God, whose spirit were not faithful to him. Now, God was saying, the reason I gave you my word is so that you teach your children and your children will teach their children after them. Why? So that over the years, they will see that God is faithful. Once the word of God is deleted from the heart of people, they start behaving in an unfaithful way. So God demands faithfulness even from Son of Man. Why? Because he made Adam in his own image after his word, his likeness. And God who made man in his image is what? He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. So to the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. To the divorced, you show yourself shrewd. 1 Corinthians 4:2, it says, moreover, it is required that a man be found faithful. It is required in stewards that a man is found faithful. God will not request from you what he has not given you. Amen? I think I have how many minutes more? I have 10 more minutes. Okay. God will not require from you what he has not given you. So, 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, it is required in stewards that a man be found what? Be found faithful. You know what? The next point is that we have received the ability at redemption to be faithful to Jesus. One of the things we receive when we give our life to Christ is that we receive the nature of God. What is that nature of God? One of the natures of God that we are talking about is what? Faithfulness. So 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man is in Christ, is a new species of being that has never existed before. The old nature of unfaithfulness is gone. Now he possesses the nature of what? Of faithfulness. So I'm calling you to the fact that you have the nature of faithfulness. Meaning that the same talkback of 10 years ago is the same talkback of now, is the same talkback that will be what? In the next 20 years. It does not change. It does not change. When a man is looking for who to marry somebody who is genuinely born again. Because you can't find faithfulness outside God. A man will only be faithful to his wife, not because he loves the wife. He will only be faithful to the wife because he's faithful to God. Amen. Why? Because he's what? He's faithful to God. One of my mentors in the church, he told me, he said, your marriage, in fact, that statement will be part of me till I die. He said, your marriage vow is not to your wife. He said, your marriage vow is to God. But your wife is the primary beneficiary. He said, if you see it like that, you won't want to, you know, you can break a vow with man and say, I'm Abel, my God. But you don't want to hurt your maker. When you see it like that, it is much more better. That she is the primary beneficiary. But the vow is actually essentially to God. And God does not fail. He does not break promises. It's a vow between me and God. God will keep his part. You know, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And every of his promises are what? They are conditional. So it means I will have to fulfill my own part. What is my own part? It's to remain faithful to him. So as long as I remain faithful to God, I will remain faithful to my what? To my wife. As long as I remain faithful to God, I will remain faithful to my church. As long as I remain faithful to God, I will remain faithful to paying tithes. As long as I remain faithful to God, I will remain faithful to the duties that are assigned to me. Amen. When we get people to do things in church, and I will just sit them because time is gone. So I said, the spirit we have received is a spirit of what? Of faithfulness. Galatians 4, 6-7. Because you are his sons, God sent the spirit of his son into your heart. So, we have received the spirit of his son and is a spirit of faithfulness. Amen. Romans 8:15-16. The spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba Father. The spirit himself testifies to that spirit that we are God's children. So we have received the spirit of Christ, which is the spirit of what? Of faithfulness. 2 Peter 1:3 says, according to his divine power, he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through our knowledge of him. Meaning that everything we need to live a faithful life, he has given us. So the most important thing we need to learn in the new redemption, in the redemption, is to keep learning what God has given to us. When you don't know what you have, it can't be of any value to you. You have a nice car and you are trekking on the road. What's the essence of having the car? You have the wonderful name of Jesus and you keep, you know, it's difficult to argue the faithfulness of God with somebody who has money and yet is an illiterate and believes in the devil. It's very difficult. There was a man I encountered recently at the point I just had to stop talking to him. How can you say the devil is powerful? I just shut up my mouth. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing I will say, our reward in heaven is based on faithfulness and not based on our ability. Amen. Another point, our reward in heaven is based on our faithfulness to God and not based on our ability. Amen. If you read the book of Matthew 25, chapter 21, 23, you know, a man, 10 talents, 2 talents, and 5, 2, and 1 talent. You know, at the end of the day, what Jesus said, thou good and what? And faithful servant. Faithful servant. So there is a, God is expecting us to be faithful to him. I'm not committed to church because of anything. I'm committed to church because I want to remain faithful to him. Amen. Revelation 2:10 says, don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death. That is what God is requesting from us. Be faithful even to the point of death. Be faithful. Don't deny. There is nothing in this world. There is nothing. When you think about it up and down, when you think about it very well, you realize that there is nothing. But God is calling us to what? To faithfulness. To faithfulness. Be faithful even to the point of death. I will skip some things. Now, what are the factors that affect people's faithfulness to God? I will just mention them, then I will round off. My time is over. The factors that affect people's faithfulness to God. Challenges of life. When challenges, extreme challenges, people can go through extreme challenges. People can go through extreme challenges. And when people go through extreme challenges, the best thing you can do is to put your hope in Christ. Is to do what? Is to put your hope in Christ. People can go through delay or death or injustice, you know, delay, injustice, disappointment, and people start thinking, is God really faithful? Is God really there? Is he really there? He's there. If God opens your eyes to see beyond this eternity, in fact, I read books a lot. Many people who had an experience, out-of-body experience, many of them don't want to come back. Once you are shocked, your spirit departs from your body. Once you die, your spirit departs from your body. That is when you realize that, you know, Paul said, no matter the light affliction, he called it light affliction. When he narrated those things, flogged many times, in prison and all that, he said they are light affliction. They are not compared to the glory that is ahead. Hallelujah. So, there is no challenges we go through in life that should make us unfaithful to God. Instead of being unfaithful to God, I'm telling you, go to God, cry out to him. He is a faithful God. The three Hebrew women, men said, even if he does not deliver us, we will not denounce our faithfulness. Are you getting what I'm saying? Even if things don't work, the book of Habakkuk chapter, the last chapter, he said, even if there is no ship in it, even if things don't work, he said, I will yet rejoice in the God of my salvation. Even if things don't work, my brother, my sister, you can trust him. You can trust him because this is not the end of the journey. Because this is not the end of the journey. Another thing that affects people's faithfulness, you know, I've talked about one extreme. I'm going to talk about another extreme. It's pleasures of life. People can be so comfortable when you don't have any prayer point again, in quotes. The reason is that you've only been praying because you have challenges. If you've been fasting and praying because you want to know him, no matter the things that God gives you, those things will never take you away from God. But because people, I'm telling you, if you bring all the Nigerians here, you realize that many of them will not go to church again. Because we are Christians because of circumstances. We want to keep witches and wizards. We want, you know, we want to rise above challenges of family. But when things are not working for you, you realize that people love pleasures. People love pleasures more than the world. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2:15, it says, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. What are the things in the world? The lust of the flesh, the pride in our achievement, I'm combining several translations now. The pride in the things you have, the things you can do, you know, loss of the heart, loss of the flesh, the pride of life. He says, if any man love the world, he says, the love of the Father is not in him. The things that destroy people's faithfulness is pleasures of life. You see, a man and a woman growing up together, managing together, and God suddenly had answering their prayers. Eh? And the man, you know, when the man and the woman, when they are growing older, the man will be looking more handsome. The woman will be looking, if the woman does not spend more money on the woman. And before you know it, the man start chasing girls. And when they were trusting God, they were together. So you see, people, you know, pleasures of life, you know, deceitfulness of riches make people not to be, you know, people who have so much fire when they were in school, I pray I will never lose my fire. People who have so much fire when they were in school, they could pray for 10 hours, you know, they could fast and all that. You know, money is not coming, you ride big jeep, you know, you pass the exam, things are working, everything is just working before you know it, you know. The devil does not, if the devil is going to bring down a man, he doesn't do it suddenly. It happens gradually. And the heart will be becoming seared. they had to be becoming seared. You know, gradually, you don't see any reason. Why do we need to go to church? There is a system that works. I'm telling you, the hand is near. So, I'll just say this for the young ones. Prayer. Now, increase in wickedness in the world can make, Jesus said it. In fact, I've been reading the book of Matthew chapter 24, and I've gone beyond my time. And what Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, he said, in the end time, there will be increase in wickedness. He said, because of increase in wickedness, the love of many people will wax cold. You know what wickedness does to society? Before you know it, you know, it is an abomination to talk about a man and a man. In fact, me o ti egbori when I was growing up. Before you know it, you know, the society starts accommodating, you know, wickedness. Before you know it, everybody is insulated against it. Before you know it, our consciences are not alive again. Before you know it, you don't find need to pray again. Before you know it, you know, it doesn't really matter when you bring in homosexual to your house. It doesn't really... The Bible says that because of increasing wickedness of the end time, the love of many will do what? Will wax cold. And because of that, many will become unfaithful to God. That the priest came up and he was saying, you don't need to pay tithe. If you know the experiences people have had about not paying tithe and about paying tithe, he will keep his mouth shut. You know, but because of increasing wickedness, wicked knowledge, the love of many people are waxing cold. Hallelujah. So I will just list this one. Lack of vision about the reality of heaven. Colossians 3:1-4. That's the last one I will say. Since you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above. If you set your heart on the fact that one day you are going to leave this world, you are going to leave everything behind, everything you have worked for, you will want to serve him fervently. You will want to be committed to him. Because all that really matters is your faithfulness to God. Amen. At the end of the day, you know, just think about it. All that really matters is what? Is your faithfulness to God. I believe I've been blessed this morning. I want us to rise up and begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. And begin to pray that, Lord, help me to remain faithful to you. Help me to remain faithful to you. Help me to remain faithful. Help me to remain faithful. Help me to remain faithful to you. In this life, oh God, I have only one life to live. The Bible says it is appointed unto a man one to die. We have only one life to live. Lord, help me to remain faithful to you. And nothing will take your place in my heart. And no achievement, no failure, no challenges, or no success. Nothing. Nothing. I remain constant. I remain constant, faithful to you, faithful to you, faithful to you, all the days of my life, oh God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me to remain faithful to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, help me to remain faithful to you. Because you are faithful and you have given me the spirit of faithfulness. I live by the spirit that you have given me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, nothing in this world will make me to doubt your faithfulness. And nothing in this world will make me not to be faithful to you. Even when men are unfaithful, even when wickedness are increasing, even everywhere around me, Lord, I remain faithful to you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help me. Help me, help me, help me, help me, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, help me. Help me to remain faithful to you. Nothing will take your place in my heart. Nothing will take your place in my heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I remain faithful to you, oh God. Libro su de melia fremeke zulo via manaye zefenemo go. Ingri enemo luzo frepek lemo ru frekita vala boroto seye. Enfremeleke furono mozuto lige belege velo boroso italia vala gaba. Ifremeleke televo ruguzuto lige belege de vele beleke debo. Menzu prakitelia da gadaba. Ripopopopopo. Can somebody just pray in the spirit? Menju to vime hine vine kemo rudo vine mene kemo rudo zegede. Igriye teke 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 tebe. Mangriye to bruko vrume liyadava. Igriye to so vrume leke velegede bo. Mengle zu to vine mene vine mana kamo ludo zu vene mene kepe. Igriye po 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 po. Shama rude vine meleke jute freme. Mengriye te seke tebe lige vrur. Monju freme legede be. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Lord, we are grateful to you. Thank you because you are good. Your mercy endures forever. Thank you because you are good to us. Thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for understanding you've given to us. We thank you because 10, 20 years down the line, we are still your children, bouncing in faith, loving you, serving you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Your gracious hand is upon us. Your peace we enjoy. No evil shall befall us. No plague shall come near our dwelling. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no weapon formed or fashioned shall prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I and the children that God has given to me, this church and the children that God has given to these children, you and the children that God has given to you are for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, you and the children that God has given to you are for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, there's somebody, sometimes the enemy comes and brings this word to your heart that says, bringing the picture of what happened to you to somebody very close to you. And sometimes you feel afraid that you might lose your child. You see, it was Abraham's grandchild that buried him. Amen. Abraham's grandchild and children buried him. And you are seed of Abraham by faith in Christ Jesus. I say this, you will not bury your child. Amen. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of power, love, and sound mind. You will not have any reason to bury your child. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The number of your days, the Bible says, you will fulfill. The number of your days, you will fulfill. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we rejoice in you because you are faithful. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah.